Time now for A Breath of Fresh Air. A look at calf barn ventilation and design with Dr. Ryan Leiterman of Crystal Creek.
Calf barn ventilation is at the top of producers' minds, not only here in the U.S., but around the world. And Dr. Ryan Leiterman has been a globetrotter of late, visiting the Netherlands, Germany, Italy, and Russia. And Ryan, you're here to tell us about some of the similarities and differences in the farm practices that you observed on your trip.
Yeah, and it's really nice to see how other people, other cultures, other countries look at agriculture. And there's a couple of universal things I found that are very consistent with what we have here in the United States. And the first one is there's a general shift from outdoor raised calves to barns being built, and that farmers, not just in the U.S., but around the world, are moving their calves indoors for labor efficiency, more pleasant working conditions for the feeders. And I spent a lot of time in Europe talking to farmers about calf barn design, ventilation, and I learned some really interesting things. The European Union has much higher standards of welfare laws than what we have in the United States. And whether or not people agree with them, they are different. And some of the things I learned is that in the European Union, calves under the age of 14 days old are required to have a bedded surface to lie on. So that's to say that things like tenderfoot grading would not be allowed. Also, calves cannot be transported under the age of 14 days of age. You know, like in the U.S. where we have larger farms, calves are born on the dairy and then they're transported to a custom heifer grower or a rearing facility. In the European Union, calves cannot be put on a trailer until they're 14 days of age or older. Also, they have space requirements that they have certain square footages that they have to have made available to them, whether they're in a hutch has to be a certain size based on their age, or in a barn. And calves older than 8 weeks of age have to be kept in group housing unless there's a medical condition that dictates their separation and isolation, which is some of the differences that I saw, the way that the European Union looks at calf raising versus what I'm used to in the United States system.
Let's talk about these countries you visited. Let's start with Germany and the farmers you interacted with there.
Yeah, no doubt. It wasn't all work on my travels, and I had the opportunity to spend time with farmers and other agricultural industry professionals in a social setting. And they also have different social norms than what I'm used to in the United States as well. And some of them were very fun. For example, I never knew that there were more rules to drinking a beer than could ever be possible that are in Germany. Germany has very strict drinking rules as far as what is socially acceptable when doing toasts and having a beer in a group setting. So for example, if you're at a large table where the beer is brought out in multiple waves before everyone is served, it is not socially acceptable to drink your beer until everyone has been served. And then at that point, everyone grabs their glasses, and it is mandatory that every person around the table clinks your glass. So if you're there with 15 other people, you have to clink 15 glasses while you're reaching across the table to clink your glass. You cannot cross arms, and you have to make eye contact with the person that you clink your glass with every time you clink with them. And if the table is so big or there's so many people at the table that you can't reach them, you are required to get out of your seat, walk around the table, clink your glass with everyone, never cross arms, maintain eye contact, and only then are people allowed to drink. And after a toast is made, you have to repeat this process. The more lively the party gets, process repeats itself multiple times. So just a different thing in Wisconsin. We certainly drink beer in Wisconsin, but we don't have all these rules associated with how we do it in a social setting. So that was kind of fun, actually.
So visiting with the farmers in Germany, pretty fun.
Yeah, there's very strong regional differences. When I was touring farms in Bavaria, every single farm that we toured, it must have just been a social norm on what they considered to be hospitable treatment of people visiting their farm, that every single farm I went to, when the tour was done, the farmer would offer us all a shot of schnapps. Almost all the schnapps was homemade from fruit trees on those farms. And one farm in particular, I'll just never forget, there was a lady, she was 93 years old. She was born and raised on that farm. And she brought out a bottle, when we were done with the tour, she brought out a bottle of homemade schnapps that she fermented the year that she got married as a young lady. And she shared that with us. And it was just amazing that those cultural experiences were really fun to be doing a shot of schnapps with a 93-year-old lady on a farm that she brewed the year that she got married was just a lot of fun.
Sounds like a lot of fun, and the reason for your visit and meeting all these people was because of the recent Calf Care Conference, huh?
Yeah, so the European Calf Conference was held in early March, so I went there to talk about calf barn ventilation, calf barn housing designs, and those kind of topics, and just really that's where I met all these nice farmers and industry professionals that I learned all these things from and got to experience their culture with.
Thanks for the update, Ryan, and welcome home.
This has been A Breath of Fresh Air with Dr. Ryan Leiterman. Brought to you by Crystal Creek, a family-owned business serving your farming needs. Research the latest news and featured products at crystalcreeknatural.com.